Hey, at this time we have the children's time. Children's workers getting a break, except for the Thatchicks. They have to do the message. So Jess is going to come on up and come on down, kids, for the children's message. Did you guys have a good Christmas? Yeah? Say amen if you had a good Christmas. Oh, yeah. I was looking for the kids, but I'm glad the adults did, too. That's good. That's great. Did you have a good Christmas, buddy? Yeah. Okay, good. Just checking.
Guys, I brought two things with me today. I can't wait to show them to you. Do you know what this is?
A calendar.
This is a calendar, huh? Look at all those marks all over this calendar. This calendar came from this year, 2012. Look at all these things I put in here and all the days I crossed off. That was a busy year, huh? Do you know what's going to happen in a couple days? 2013, we start a new year. Look at this cool calendar I found out at the table. Wait till you see this. Isn't that beautiful? No marks. Nothing scheduled. It's free. All these days are free so far. Do you think it'll stay like this as we go into the new year? What's going to happen?
There's going to be marks.
I'm going to start putting marks all over this. First, I'll write in everyone's birthday. Then I'll put in special days or holidays or anniversaries that need marked. Then I'm going to start crossing the days off as the days tick away. Pretty soon, this calendar is going to look a lot like this one. There's nothing wrong with putting marks all over your calendars at all. But one thing we have to keep in mind as we do that is we're not sure about the future. We don't know what the future holds for us.
Well, my birthday really one time. Yeah, birthday I go to 5.
Rex is going to turn 5 this year. Is your birthday in January?
Probably.
We'll just pretend like that, okay? We'll see if your mommy and daddy will get you birthday presents.
Well, right now I'm 4.
Yeah, you'll be 5 soon, I think. I'll ask your mommy after we're done here.
Well, Mom is nursing.
Okay. All right, good. Listen to what the Bible says about the future, about next year. The Bible says this, since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come? So we don't know what's going to happen as we put marks all over our calendar, do we? Some people get really frightened when they think about the future. They think, oh, what's going to happen? What should I do? And they get real worried and they get real scared. Do you think we should be worried and scared? We don't know the future, but we know who holds the future, don't we?
Yeah.
Who holds the future, guys?
Jesus.
God holds the future, yeah. So we can trust in him. I think we should thank God that he holds the future and we don't have to be scared. We don't have to be worried. We can trust in him. Does anyone want to pray that prayer? That we thank God that he takes good care of us? Any volunteers? Go ahead, Rex.
I love my mom.
I love your mom, too. She's a great lady. How about I start, okay? Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all the moms in here, for all the dads and all the family. We thank you for this church. And we don't know what's in the future, but we do know that it's in your hands and that you have good things planned for us. Thank you for taking great care of us. Amen. Okay, guys, you can take a paper and head on back to your moms that you love so much.
That was great, wasn't it? I've really enjoyed having the children's time during Advent. Have you enjoyed that? If you've enjoyed that, let's say this, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And when you see how cute these children are, you know why Jesus said, don't prohibit the children from coming to me. The kingdom of God is made up of ones like this. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jess.